Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2008. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner, located at booth 101 on the Java 1 Pavilion floor, including mini-talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Java.net Community Corner mini-talk series. We have a little schedule change here. We are switching the 1:30 and 2 o'clock talks. So right now, we have Misha Smirnov talking about CQME and ME Framework Testing Platform. Misha, take it away.
Hello. My name is Mikhail Smirnov. I am an engineer in Sun Microsystems. I work in the group that develops compatibility test suites and testing suites for various Java ME technologies. Today I'm going to tell you about CQME project, which is open source project by Sun Microsystems, and about a testing tool called ME Framework, which helps developers to deal with the complexities of developing test suites for ME platform. Let's start. So, CQME project is a part of a more broad mobile and embedded developers community. CQME project is a place for open source testing development tools. And these tools are based on GT Harness, which is also open source project. GT Harness, it is a major testing harness, general purpose. And CQME project is a home. Currently, it contains two sub-projects, ME Framework, which is designed for application and platform testing, and it also a home for CQ3G project, which is a test suite for conformance testing of 3G networks, and we expect more projects to come. Well, testing for mobile and embedded platform is very challenging tasks, and there are several reasons for this. First of all, there are many different devices available. They could be cell phones, PDAs, TV set-top boxes, and other. Also, there are many configurations available for such devices. While developing test suites for ME platform, one should take into consideration testing constraints of these devices. There are resource limitations, such as memory limitations, processing power limitations, graphic system limitations, connectivity requirements for a particular platform. Usually, there is no spec support for testing. I mean, there is no login or automation API which could help perform tests on ME platform. So, what's the Sun's response for these challenges? ME framework project is helping developers to simplify test suite developments for ME platform while optimizing test performance. It contains resources for both harness host side and device side. While running tests, ME framework acts as a bridge between rich test harness on a PC and the test device. Java ME framework supports all major configurations of ME platform. As you can see on this screenshot, by configuring you can define on what configuration your implementation is based. It could be CLDC, CDC, and also profiles such as MeetP, Foundation Profile, and others. And depending on concrete configuration, on particular configuration, there could be appropriate packaging and delivery of tests for this particular configuration. For example, if you're testing application on MeetP platform, then tests are packaged into midlets and sent to test device. Security features of a particular platform are also taken into account. For MeetP, tests could be signed by some custom certificates. For CDC, we could set concrete permissions for executing particular tests. There could be different application models. There could be Xlets, Applets, and they are also taken into consideration while developing tests. Depending on what optional packages are supported on a particular platform, we can filter our tests. There could be different communication capabilities of devices. Some may support the full TCP/IP stacks of communication protocols. Some may support only one protocol, HTTP, UDP, or serial. If some specific configuration is needed, then developer may implement their own custom communication channel and plug it into the framework. MeetP framework supports different test types. The most simple and easily configured ones are automated tests. These tests don't require user interaction. There are tests that contain not only device test component, but also testing components on other devices. These are distributed tests. They can be used for verifying some network functionality, or they can be used for testing on devices with multi-tier architecture. There are some tests that just can't be performed without user interaction. For example, if we test user interfaces or some audio system, we should ask user to verify if all works correctly. These tests are called interactive, and ME framework supports them by providing needed components for both harness side and device side. And one more kind of tests is over-the-air tests that check over-the-air application provisioning implementations. ME framework is developed with special concern about performance, because as we said, real devices have constraints. So core components of ME framework were tuned for fast execution. Parallel test execution is supported, so you can execute tests simultaneously on several devices at the same time. Memory footprint is minimized. Parameters of tests delivery and packaging can be configured. For example, you can set the number of tests in the bundle that being sent on the device and the size of this bundle. And finally, ME framework works reliably with thousands of tests, and there are technology compatibility kits that contain 10 or more thousands of tests, and the ME framework works reliably with them. Let's talk about test suite configuration. As you can see on this example screenshot, configuration is done via interview wizard that is user-friendly. Because tests are usually run by non-developers and they can be easily configured via such wizard. Moreover, such configuration interview doesn't require test recompilation and it can be saved and reused for other test suites. And as I said, it's an open source project, so it has active open source community, which leads to constant improving of this project, of this product. Latest release versions of this project are 1.1.2 and 1.2, and we expect the next version of ME framework to be released soon. We highly welcome you to participate in this project. You may participate as a user or as a developer. As a user, you can use libraries of ME framework, and by the way, it is licensed under GPL version 2 license with class pass exceptions, which means that you don't have to release your application under GPL if you only link libraries of ME framework. You can also you can contribute, you can download source code, you can request features that you need for your project, and also there is a issue tracker available, so you can report any issues. For more information, please visit the website of the project where community is. You can subscribe to mailing list with announcement, news, and other information about the project. You can download binaries, and you may browse documentation pages, forums, blogs. Thank you. Questions?
All right, do we have any questions? Yeah, here's one.
Misha, you mentioned a minimized footprint of ME framework. Yeah. What is the size of it?
Well, it depends, but for very small devices, it can be as small as 20 kilobytes, about 20, 22 kilobytes.
Any other questions from the crowd? All right, well,
thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Misha Mikhail Smirnov on CQME and ME Framework Testing Platform. And at 2 o'clock, we're going to have the rescheduled JT Harness, open source test harness, with Brian Karocsuchi. So see you then.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Check out more mini talks from Java 1 2008 at today.java.net/pub/ct/Java 1 Community Corner, or subscribe to our feed with iTunes.